tonight, isn't he?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you love the Lord, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I am a pastor. I don't claim to be an evangelist. So tonight, you will not get an evangelist message. You will get a pastor's heart.
Amen.
By the help and grace of God, I will preach to you the best that I can under the anointing of God.
Amen.
See, I can't do it without you.
Yeah.
Amen. But I also would like for everybody in the building tonight, please stand to your feet. I do things just maybe a little different. That'll be all right.
Amen.
I promise you it will not hurt you.
Amen.
Amen. But I am going to ask you to join me in prayer tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Because again, I can't do this without God.
Right. Yeah.
I can't even walk, as the song says.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Amen.
If you'll pray for me tonight, God will give us something.
Right.
Well, so let's pray tonight. God, in the name of Jesus,
Father, tonight, Lord, we come before you, Lord, as the high God. Lord, you are brother, Lord, you are brother.
But you notice here in the scripture, amen, I believe in verse 19. 19, and that who being past feeling have given themselves unto lasciviousness to the work of all uncleanness with greediness. And then notice that part where it said past feeling. Amen. That word past feeling, amen, basically is talking about getting numb. We're living in a generation, churches today, pastors today, amen, saints of God are in a place where they're getting a little bit numb. Can I tell you, the church has some problems. I said the church has some problems. You might disagree with me, but Brother Eric, I believe that the church of Jesus Christ, amen, has come to a numbness. I was here as a child growing up, Brother Terry. Glory to God and the people. Hallelujah. You know, you go to the house of God. I was one of those fellas that would climb up under the benches and steal your chewing gum. Glory to God. Can I tell you that the Holy Ghost caught my attention? A long time ago, I remember when I was at the old Judd Cemetery Church. Guess what I'm doing? What I do the best? I'm stealing your gum. I was digging your purses, women. I was finding your chewing gum. I'd get that gum out there. But one night the preacher talked about getting saved. He talked about the power of God. He did a fall in that house. And I just go, I put the gum back in the purse. Glory to God. Because I begin to see of God. Call my little voice. And can I tell you tonight, I remember going to church and people would shout. They'd praise God. They'd throw their hands up. They'd holler, amen. They'd holler, glory to God. Some of the old sinners would get carried away. She'd run me out. Like she did at your church one night. Glory to God. Amen. The anointing began to pop. Amen. People were excited. About the house of God. Amen. The saints of God were excited about what God was doing.
Amen.
Amen. But can I tell you tonight, we got a problem. Amen. There's a problem in God's house now. Can I tell you, people were in the day and time, the churches today, they're getting past feeling. They're starting to get numb.
Amen.
They don't have that zeal they once had. They don't have that fervor they once had. They don't have that desire, brother, that they once had. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, if you could shed and listen, I'm going to preach on TV tonight. Is that all right with you? I didn't get a hand. Thank you for your hearty enthusiasm. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. Amen. If you could shed and watch TV. Amen. Watch that one out there you said last night. And listen to all that vulgarity. Amen. And listen. And watch the nudity that comes on that thing. Amen. Something's wrong. If it doesn't bother you. If it doesn't bother you as you claim to be a Christian. If it doesn't bother your spirit, you might be getting numb.
That's right, brother.
I remember a time when a kid growing up, Lord God, when they would say, I'm away from my mother, bless her to the heart. She got Alzheimer's now. But I remember a time when I was a little kid going to church, and my mother, she loved to pick up people. My mother was one of the most shouting, crazy women. Yes, she was. Amen. I got part of that. Glory to God, the crazy part. Hallelujah. Amen. But can I tell you, I remember many a time we'd come up there, the old high school in Kugel. Some of y'all know where that's at. There's a little curve right there. And I remember my mother and Sister Della. Amen. And Sister Roxy. Bless your heart, they'd be in the front seat. Me and my sister be in the back. Amen. They'd get to shouting, praying God on the way to church. Glory to God, see my mother, let go of that steering wheel. Amen. You know, I wasn't a bit nervous. You know, because I was used to that stuff. Amen. They just shouted, praying God. I'm in the front seat. That car just driving itself to church. Amen. Because people had a heart to God's hand. To serve God. People have a heart. Amen. To see what God's doing. They're all the way there. They'd be praying so for me. Can I tell you, we might be getting in trouble if the sinner that's going to hell doesn't disturb you. When you've been a child of God, if knowing somebody ain't getting saved, if it doesn't bother you anymore, you might be getting a little love.
Amen. That's right.
Man, I pray to ask you, it's all right. Some of you might say no. But can I tell you tonight, glory to God, God's not coming back after a numb church.
That's right.
He's not not coming back after a church that has no discernment, desire for souls. He's not coming back after a church, amen, that ain't concerned about a lost man. He's not coming back after a church, Brother Terry, that's not living holy and righteous before God. Yes, sir. Amen. But tonight, let me tell you something. Amen. The writer of the book, he was a little concerned about some of them that was acting like the Gentiles. See, the Gentiles were ignorant and unlearned. That's the kind of people he was. But can I tell you, you know better. Amen. Everybody in this building, you know better. You know that God is love. You know that God tells us he's concerned about a lost soul that's dying and going to hell. Amen. I remember a time when the saints of God, they called a special meeting just to pray for the lost and dying. To pray and say, God, bring my old drunkard husband in. Bring that old backslider in. Bring that old bad woman in. But thank God, people are not concerned for something. I'm concerned that the church might be getting a little numb. Amen. The writer said he was being concerned too. About people getting past feeling. But that word means past feeling. Numb. See, God's concerned about his church. He doesn't want his church to get numb. He don't want his church to get cold. That's why I thank God for revivals. I thank God, no, some of you worked hard and you didn't feel like coming tonight. But guess what? You came tonight. You know why? Because I believe somebody here wants to see God move. Somebody here wants God to do something. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Come on, bro.
Be it past feeling.
Bring it on.
But seriously, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. Let me talk about some churches now. Amen. Something's wrong with churches. I ain't trying to be ugly. But something's wrong with churches when they bring their basketball goals in. When they bring the recreation halls in. God is taking the altars out. Hypocrites. Taking the old altar out. Bringing in the recreation. Bringing in the fun time. When they put coffee shops in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. It's not a coffee shop. My wife gets concerned when I get real red while I preach. It'll be all right. I'm saved. I'm on my way. I'm falling out here tonight. Don't you worry about me. I remember years ago I was preaching. I was like old Abraham. I pastored the same congregation for years. I've been doing this thing for about 29 years and I pastored about the same congregation. But we went to a lot of different locations. But I remember one night it was over in Poplar Grove. Over there close to Hidden Hollow. The old Baptist church was in the curb there. We was renting the building. And I want you to know an old fella walked through the back door. He sat on the back seat. Never seen him before in the day of my life. He sat back there and laid down and died. Right there in church. Somebody stood up and said, Pastor, I might want to come check this out. I went back there and you're not with it, right? With the heartbeat beats like that. Somebody better call the law or call the ambulance. I looked at somebody and said, let's call Jesus. Let's call Jesus. So there was a day and time when the church was so spiritual, they even called the doctor every time they moved around. Then they called Jesus. I was raised calling on Jesus. Some of you know what I'm talking about. We were raised calling on Jesus. God, you didn't call on everybody else. We went back there and laid hands on those fellas. Amen. Yes, he was dead. Dead at 4 o'clock. Lord God, that we said in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this death off this man. I command this man to come alive in Jesus' name. Can I tell you, there's something about the name of Jesus. Devils have to bow. Disease has to bow. Cancers have to bow. In the name of Jesus. That man coughed 3 times. Raised back up there. Woo!
I reckon they will.
Can I tell you, some of my folk got nervous. Let some dead man come like that alive in your church. Yeah. If you ain't exactly where you need to be, you might get nervous.
Amen.
No, Brother Randy, we didn't have no snakes that night either.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Don't you believe anything this man said when he talks about me. Can I tell you what, we're not just Pastor Mike, but bless we all begin to pray for that man. Mm-hmm. Some of them old saints of God.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Let me know how to get a hold of God like some of y'all do.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Holy God. Come on, I got a little mama of mine that's got Alzheimer's now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I see that woman praying.
Bless
heaven come down.
Yeah.
Glory to God and joy.
Hey,
amen. Jesus has still got a lively church.
Amen. Come on, man.
Preach
on.
Thank you.
Good
preacher. I don't run like I used to. No, now I say, yeah. I'll tell him it was a church. I'll say, run for it. I'll start telling the spirit. Woo, start getting a little bit excited. And I'll start getting a little bit of wind. And I'll look for them old young bucks. I'll say, hit it. Yeah, just run around the church for me. Good for that.
Bless
where's the preacher at, man?
Amen.
Man.
Breathe.
I love the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I love to go to church where I feel as an open.
Yeah.
Like you, I like to be where God is.
Yeah.
I like to be where God is.
Yeah.
But can I tell you tonight, God's still in the church.
Amen.
God's still in the church.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else? God is looking for a church or a people. Amen. They still love Him.
Yeah.
They still desire to be in His house. Still will care about sinners that's going to hell.
That's right.
No longer a church that quits worrying about a sinner. You was a sinner one time.
Somebody
had to worry and pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Probably some of you done been in hell.
Amen.
We've got to be careful. The churches get past feeling.
Amen. Believe that, brother.
Don't get none. Preachers don't get none.
That's right, brother.
Bless the Lord. Preachers don't get none.
Amen.
Huh? These souls back here behind you need you not to get none.
Come on,
yeah. The devil thought he was going to make me quit preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, I quit preaching for a while, Brother Jerry. I did because I was a sick man.
Yeah.
When I come out of Vanderbilt, I walk like this. Boy, I was running. That's all I could do. I sat in my den at the house. My wife gone to work.
Yeah.
My daughter gone to work, and I was nobody there but me and God.
Yeah.
So, Terry, I sat there, and all of a sudden, I began to feel something shoot up and down my body. And I was sitting on the house with me. I was sitting there watching a very religious show. You know, Green Acres? It's better than some of them other shows you watch. When I come home, I want to watch all the old shows for some reason.
Amen.
I was watching Green Acres. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I felt something shoot up and down my body. Glory to God, I began to feel a tingling going on. And I just spoke after God and said, God, now don't you let me fall dead here and my wife find me dead like this.
Yeah.
Don't you do that to me. I mean, I talk to God like that.
Yeah.
Because He's my friend.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, He's your friend tonight?
Amen.
Amen. But I began to say, don't you do that. And all of a sudden, I just kept feeling that warm vibration shoot up down my body. And I thought, well, I'm just going to stand up and see if I fall dead. So I stood up, and I'm still alive. That's amazing, ain't
it?
I stood up and I'm still alive.
Yeah, come on.
Thank God, I stood there a few minutes and I thought, well, I'm just going to go back for her. That's another religious thing. So sure enough, I start out. My couch is right about where he's sitting. And I have a big, in the den way. Amen, about 12 foot ahead in our big old archway door in the den. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, I'm standing there and I think, well, I'm going to go to the restroom. So I feel led to tell the story. That was for the glory of God. Amen. I sat there and I stood there and I started walking away. But when I walked away, this is God's honest truth. Amen. When I walked away, I walked just like this. I wasn't going to walk it like this. I was making four strides. And I tell you, by the time 12 foot later, when I got in the doorway, I had me a case of Pentecostal. I tell you something, when it gets to where you can weed better home than gardens all week long, and never pick up that book.
Come on, brother.
You go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. You still love me?
Come on. Yes, sir.
Some of you looking at me like you to eat. I know I look like a marshmallow, but you ain't putting me on me. Can I tell you, we pick better homes than gardens all week long. But you can't pick this book up.
Come on.
You might be getting none.
Yeah.
Somebody help the preacher a little
while.
Glory to God. Amen. When you can read every book there is, when you can lay there and read Harlequin Romance, but you can't pick up and read the book of Solomon. Honey, one of the greatest love stories you'll find is in the book of Solomon. Glory to God. But when you get where you don't read this, you might be getting none.
Amen.
You're getting in trouble.
Amen. You're preaching, brother.
Amen. Ain't no service, actually. I'm just telling you.
Right.
Just trying to preach God's word to you.
Amen.
But God ain't coming back after church. That's worried about what's in Harlequin Romance.
That's right.
Right.
He's not coming back after church. He's got their mind set on better homes than garden.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Amen. Come on. Something you might be getting known when you can talk about your brother and sister.
Amen.
Is that right? I'm telling you, some of you look at me like you don't like me. But I love you.
Yep.
Amen. I love you. I'll tell you how it is.
Yep.
But glory to God, when you get to where you can talk about your brother and sister,
that's right.
I talk about your brother and sister in the house of God. It don't bother you no more. It don't bother you to tell a lie on them. It don't bother you to say gossip about them. It don't bother you to run them down. You might be getting up. You might be going the wrong way. And I tell you, God is love.
Hey.
God is love.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He tells you to love those that persecute you. Love those that despitefully use you. Love those people.
Come on, bro.
Amen. And I tell you what, God's people are getting love on love.
Amen.
I tell the church, unless if you'll lay mammy and smile at me, I'll hurry up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I didn't say you'd like it. Uh-huh. Just, amen, smile. I think you like it, and I'll probably quit early that way. But some of y'all look at me like he does. I'll preach to y'all night long. Amen. Can I tell you something else? Listen, they ain't got to have a little bit of Mary Hart in the house of God.
Uh-huh.
A Mary Hart good, good like medicine.
That's right.
But can I tell you now, we must be careful.
Right.
We must be careful about getting numb.
Right.
People are getting numb. Can I tell you, it's concerning God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, it's concerning God. He don't want his people. 2 Chronicles 7:14, I believe it is. If my people,
yeah,
which were called by my name,
yeah, come on, yeah.
If my people,
amen, brother.
Can I tell you, God knows that sinners are going to act like sinners.
Amen.
God knows that sinners are going to be sinners.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can I tell you, God's people, amen, are supposed to be a notch above. You might be a sinner saved by grace, but can I tell you that? And I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it gets hard to hear that.
Yeah.
Just because you might be a sinner saved by grace, don't give you no right to act like it.
Amen.
Woo! I don't care if you are a sinner saved by grace. You ain't supposed to run around all week long and act like you're a sinner.
That's
right, brother.
That's the problem we got. People are being numb. We're getting numb.
That's right. Believe that.
I ain't going to tell you who it was that turned business. I remember one time a story was told to me not too long ago. And it bothered this man. He's a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
He lives down in Willow Grove. He's a big old fella. He drinks a lot. But it really troubled his heart. He couldn't wait to tell me about it. He knows I'm a preacher trying to live right. But it just stunned him. He said there was two preachers that come into one of them little markets down there. And he was starting to go in. They were coming out. He said they both had a six pack or 12, however they come in these days, six or 12 pack, whatever, a beer in their hands.
Yeah.
Preachers.
Yeah.
People that stand behind the sacred death of God.
Yeah.
Stand back here and tell you how to live.
Yeah.
Now not to live. What you need to do and what you don't need to, what you need to stay away from.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. We don't need no more hypocrites. Can I tell you that's when you're starting to get numb? When they don't bother you, buying you a six pack of beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
come
on. And drank it. Well, brother, I don't find nothing wrong with it. You ain't read the book.
Amen.
Right, brother.
I know a few of us has read the book.
Yeah.
Something might be getting numb.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you sit there and drink your Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Come on, smile at me.
Bless the Lord.
You don't probably not let the preacher know that, but I'm going to get off. Come on, let the preacher know about it.
Come on, brother.
Hey, but I promise that tonight, I'll tell you what I'm going to come out to you. After tonight, I'll not preach again until my appointed time.
Amen, brother.
That's pretty great.
Yes, sir. Come on, can't wait.
That's the bull rock.
Can't be kept with stick.
Right, brother.
Listen. Now, am I preaching this message tonight because I think some of you folks are getting numb on the Lord?
Right.
I ain't your judge.
Try.
Yeah,
I'm not preaching this about judging.
Try, brother.
I just want you to think about it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I want you to go home now. No, don't go home yet. Before we leave this building,
mm-hmm,
I really want you to know, and you're a knower. That everything's clear between you and God.
Amen.
I talk to the Christians now.
Come on.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. You said revival is for the saints of God.
Amen.
It is.
Yeah.
I preach the same message, and I know it might seem very simple to you, but I preach the same message in North Carolina. Preacher called me to come up there to preach. I preached a lot for him in North Carolina. I preached this same message to his church. Glory to God. Can I tell you, amen, that I had a huge altar in that church. Can I tell you that whole altar plus got filled? Amen. People coming out of the woodwork everywhere. They was all over that, all over the stage praying and crying. Amen. Can I tell you, the preacher coming to me after church, he said, you know what? You got people moving, Lord God, on that altar that I've been trying to get for 6 months. Lord God, can I tell you tonight, it wasn't me that got anybody.
Yeah,
God. Can I tell you something else the church is running out of? It's conviction.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
When it doesn't bother you to do wrong,
yeah,
you might be getting numb.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
And getting numb is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad, Brother Randy.
Come on.
I just had one suck.
Come on, brother. It'll lead to another.
Huh?
It'll lead to another.
Yeah, you know why I know that?
Come on.
You're looking at a teenage alcoholic.
Bless him, Lord.
By the age of 16, I was a full-blown alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm around. That's all I was around all my life. When I'd go to my brother's, I'd have all the liquor I wanted. All I had to do when I wanted liquor is go to my daddy's refrigerator.
Huh? Mom, brother.
The only person who trained me out of hell was my mama. There's danger in that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I bet you have to go through extensive AA. Now I went to heaven.
I'm on, brother. Woo! Preach it, brother.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. I didn't need. Matter of fact, tonight I got saved. I was drunker than a skunk. I was doped out of my head with dope and drunk as a skunk. Hallelujah. You know my family. What's in with my bunch of drunks? Now don't you tell these people, though. But my whole family were drunks.
Bless them, Lord.
But can I tell you, only about that night I got drunk, I was stoned out of my head. Doped out of my head, too. I was watching. I'm not watching. I was listening to rock and roll and country music. And I'm sorry, can I tell you, that's still stuff that's of the devil.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Sure is.
You need to tell your children, quit listening to that junk. That stuff will woo you into hell.
Yeah, will.
Amen.
Glory to God, but I want you to know that night I was listening to all that music. And this is God's own truth, Larry Tony. Glory to God, I remember that night. I remember calling, I had a praying mama. I had a mama that knew how to stay close to God. I had a mama, praise God. Amen, that still knows how to get in tune with Jesus. Amen, but that night, amen, all of a sudden the devil began to talk to me. Said, son, you listen to me. You got more to die for than you got to live for. Glory to God, I began to listen to him. But then all of a sudden, this is God's honest truth. 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Amen, I don't know if it's God, an angel, a preacher, whoever it was, but somebody spoke over that radio. That music stopped dead. And a voice come over there and said, son, you've got more to live for than you'll ever know. Amen. I want you to know. Amen. I reached for that doorknob. Amen. I was about to go commit suicide. But soon as I felt God say that to me, I fell on my knees. And he gloriously saved me. And he said, glory to God. Amen. He took me, straightened me up that night.
Amen. Thank you.
A praying mama because she wasn't numb.
Yeah, right.
But she wasn't caught up captivated by the world.
Yeah.
She cared about the lost soul.
Yeah.
Can I tell you tonight? Amen. When you go all month long, all week long, and never pray for a sinner, you might be getting numb.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh? Might be getting numb, saints.
Mm-hmm. Bless them all.
Let me ask you a question. If you were God, and you were coming back after a people, would you be coming back after a church that was on fire for you?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you come back after a church that's just numb and gave up? When I come back from Vanderbilt, the devil was lying to me then, Brother Terry. He told me, see, you're too sick now. You can't preach. You know, if you preach, your blood pressure will shoot up. You'll have another one.
Mm-hmm.
I've given him a bunch of good chances since then. Amen. See, I still know how to pray.
Amen.
I might not be able to preach like I used to preach. I might not be able to run like I used to run. I might not be able to walk pews like I used to walk. I'm going to get it for that. Either the Lord has to be all over me or praise God, I better lose some weight.
Bless the Lord.
But can I tell you, God is coming back. Can you, how many believe he's still coming back?
Yep. Amen.
How many believe that's just a fairy tale? So you really believe it?
Amen.
You really believe it? Guess what? Amen. It's up to you to be where you need to be in God in order to get there. Hell, glory to God. Amen. He's not coming back after a cold, church. Amen. Let me tell you something. He set this thing in the book of Acts, and he still wants to be like he was in that day.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the church when they don't have a heart for souls.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something's wrong with the church?
Yeah.
When you don't have a heart for the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
the community.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna tell you something. I don't agree with their doctrine. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't agree with their doctrine. I don't agree with a whole lot of stuff that they say and do. But I remember a little old kid by the name of Mike Owens. When we lived in the housing projects over in Cougar on 7th Street. The Church of Christ. Sycamore Church of Christ. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Back in the day when I was a little kid, they'd run that neighborhood. Every time service time was about to be. They had a big old yellow bus. They called it the children bus. Because I hate to tell you, I was a stinker. Now I know some of y'all don't have a problem believing that. See, my mom and daddy, I was already going to, well, my daddy wasn't, my mom was already going to another church. I already had a home church. I'd get on that bus because I found out her they was giving candy away. My mama never knew I did that. But they come by my house, I'd jump on that bus. I'd sit on that bus and they'd take right over there to Sycamore Church. They'd get all the kids off and they'd hand them a little piece of candy. I'd get my candy and I'd go back. Everybody's going that way. I'd go that way. I'd go back to the woods and go back to the house. I had my candy. And I know that's pretty bad to do. But can I tell you, they had a heartbeat for their community. They had a heartbeat for their community. Woe unto the church when we don't have a heartbeat for our community. Pray God, quit worrying about overseas. Start worrying about your backyard. Come on, let me say it again. Quit worrying about overseas. Quit wanting to go. Quit dreaming about going across country. Honey, let's learn to go in our backyard. The church needs to be worried about their community.
Amen.
Would you stand all over the house? I don't want to be long-winded tonight. And I don't know how much of this has helped you, and I pray God tonight with every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a moment. Sanders, if you would, maybe come and get a song. That's all right, Brother Jerry. Come and get a song. But before they start singing tonight, listen to me. I'm talking to you Christians tonight. I'm talking to you ones that says you're saved.
Come on.
On your way to heaven. Brother Caleb said it just right. Revival is for the saints.
If
we see somebody saved, that will be wonderful. But we want to see the church get on fire. So tonight, with every head bowed and every eye closed, now here's the time that you have to quit worrying about what somebody thinks about you. You have to quit worrying about what they're going to say about you after church.
Amen.
You've got to quit worrying about what they're going to say about you when you're on the altar.
Bless his heart.
But I believe with all my heart there's somebody here tonight that is a Christian. But you feel like you're getting just a little bit numb. Feel like you might be getting just a little bit cold. Preachers, this is for you too. So tonight, as they're getting ready to sing, if you feel in your heart that things are just not as fired up for you and you in the Lord as they need to be, won't you come? There's no altar of prayer tonight.